We oftentimes consider the condition of physical poverty as one of life's greatest trials and hardships. Yet it seems that it can sometimes be an exalted place in Scripture. Why is that? Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. James, the half-brother of Jesus and the leader in the Jerusalem church, wrote, "Let the lowly brother boast in his exaltation." History tells us that the audience James is most likely addressing was a poor one. A famine had hit the area hard around the same time as this letter was written, and the Jewish Christians would have also been ostracized by the community at large for their belief in Christ. So the idea of being low on the socioeconomic status ladder was a reality for James's readers. Yet James says that they are the ones who are of an exalted state. James, whenever he speaks of boasting, is not telling them that they need to be arrogant or to take pride in self-importance. James is telling us that a person can take pride in valuing what God values and of having an eternal heavenly perspective. These believers were probably facing the trial of poverty, but the way they could consider that situation would be joy would be to have the wisdom to see and to know that their spiritual status was far more valuable and superior than their physical collections. Not only that, but they could boast in the fact that one day their status of being members in Christ's coming kingdom would be fully realized. What about you? Do you have this poor man's perspective? Because it's not just limited to the poor. All of us who are followers of Christ need to realize that our value and our wealth is in who Christ is for us. Maybe you should pray for God's wisdom in order to possess it. When you pray today, please remember Oscar Guyton and his family, our missionaries in Nicaragua. Also, remember the Dongme Life Word broadcast heard throughout Ghana.